Chelsea Green Publishing presents The Whole Okra, a Seed to Stem celebration, written and read by Chris Smith. Forward. Dearly beloved, we are here today to sing the praises of, or bemoan the ubiquity, of our friend and or foe, Abel Moses Esculentus, Abel Moses Cali, Abel Moses. Let's just say it's better known as okra. Okra is slimy, spiny, sticky, and no matter what color it takes on, always relents in the heat of the cooking pot to a sad military green. But okra is also the most gorgeous of mallows, with a flower that reminds you of the umbrella of a crinoline-laden bell on a summer afternoon. Okra is filling, fights the sugar, and dances so well with tomatoes, onions, and corn that nobody remembers a time when the four did not carouse the kitchens of the Afro-Atlantic world in search of lusty steam and the heat of a hot chili pepper looking to dance too. Okra is a globetrotter, a Svengali, a spy with no shame, always wearing the disguise of its last appearance. Okra is Indian to the Chinese. Okra are feminine fingers of a Middle Eastern dowager to the Indians, and an Ethiopian treat to the Arabs before them. Yet okra calls Africa birthplace and home, and fried, boiled, stewed, or roasted, it wears aliases that speak to its origin from gumbo to chiavo, fevi, and okro. Even now, okra keeps telling stories from its adoption dreamtime, leading us into new foodscapes. In the landscapes of plantation slavery in the New World, okra has crossed the color line. Okra becomes food for Creoles, those born in the islands in the shadow of the big house or on the strange crescent of settlement known as Brazil.